ஹலோ மை ஃப்ரெண்ட், கிரீட்டிங்ஸ் அண்ட் குட் டே டு யூ. திஸ் இஸ் யுவர் பிரதர் ரமேஷ் மெடசானி ஃப்ரம் அவர் டெய்லி பிளஸ்ஸிங். ஐ ஹோப் திஸ் ஆடியோ கிளிப் வில் பி எ பிளஸ்ஸிங் டு யூ. மெனி ஜூஸ் இன் ஜீசஸ் டே வேர் கன்வின்ஸ்ட் தட் வென் த மெஸ்ஸாயா கேம், இஸ்ரேல் வுட் பி ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ரோமன் ரூல். தே தாட் ஃப்ரீடம் ஃப்ரம் ரோமன் கவர்னமெண்ட் வுட் பி த ஹைட் ஆஃப் காட்ஸ் பிளஸ்ஸிங்ஸ். ஜீசஸ் வாண்டட் தெம் டு ரியலைஸ் தட் தேர் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் வாஸ் ஃபால்ட்டி. காட் ஹேட் சம்திங் ஃபார் பெட்டர் இன் மைண்ட். Our biggest problem is not government instability, social disorder and financial uncertainty. It's not even our health, our home or our children. Sure, these can be concerns, but our biggest problem has been and continues to be until Jesus returns, the most dreaded three-letter word called sin. If you missed this, you missed the point. In fact, the best definition of sin is missing the mark. Make no mistake, as believers in Christ, God has fully delivered us once and for all from the penalty of sin. It has been dealt with in full. But now, Christ, through the presence of the Holy Spirit, lives in the believer and gives us the power over sin to live a holy life. One day, Jesus Christ will remove the presence of sin from the believer forever. If we viewed things from a human perspective, we would miss God's kingdom. Why? Because this kingdom is in our midst. In fact, it is within us. It is here and now that we begin to live our everlasting life. This may be a radical statement to some, but that's exactly what Jesus was trying to teach the Jewish rabbis, that God's kingdom was not confined to the physical world. It is a spiritual kingdom that could exist anywhere, a kingdom open to anyone, a kingdom with limitless love and possibilities. We dwell in that kingdom when Jesus is our king. No matter where we live, what we do, and who rules the nations of this world, we are in God's kingdom when the Spirit of God dwells in us. Today, realize the reality of God's kingdom and be sure that Jesus is your king. Be aware of his kingdom throughout the day. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 4 verse 17, "From that time on, Jesus began to preach, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near you.'" Remember, my friends, we are not held back by what we don't have, but what we don't use, what we do have. Shall we pray? Blessed Lord, we pray this day, open our minds to reality of your kingdom in our hearts and help us, Spirit of God, to be kingdom seekers, kingdom builders and kingdom thinkers. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.